Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
Just one more bill for you to sign, sir.
What the hell is this?
This is the bill that will convert the State Hospital for the Insane into the William J. LePetitmain Memorial Gambling Casino for the Insane.
Gentlemen, this bill will be a giant step forward in the treatment of the insane gambler.
Yes, bravo.
Beautiful. Thank you, Hetty, thank you.
Not Hetty, it's Hedley, Hedley Lamar.
The hell are you worried about? This is 1874. You'll be able to sue her.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Got tired of me running round, so she tried to keep me home. Well, she broke my nose and hid my clothes, but I continued to roam. Then she finally hit my weak spot, threatened to throw my bottle out. Well, from the basement to the rooftop, everybody could hear me shout, give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, yeah, give me that wine, 'cause I can't cut loose without my juice. I got to have Hot Lucy when I go walking, you know. Well, one day while crossing the avenue, a big car knocked me down. While I was stretched out tying up traffic, and crowds came for blocks around. Now the police were searching my pockets before they sent me to the funeral parlor. But when one of them cops took my bottle jack, I jumped straight up and commenced to holler. Give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, give me that wine, 'cause I can't get well without Muscatel. I only drink for medicinal purposes anyway. Well, now one real dark and dreary night, as I was staggering home to bed, well, the bandit jumped from the shadows and put a blackjack side my head. That cat took my watch, my ring, my money, and I didn't make a sound. But when he reached and got my bottle, you could hear me for blocks around. Give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, give me that wine. Beat my head out of shape, but leave my grape. Watch, ring, and money ain't nothing. Don't mess with my wine, Jim. Well, one day my house caught fire while I was laying down sleeping off a nap. And when I woke up, everything was burning with a pop and a crackle and a snap. Now the fireman chopped up my TV set and tore my apartment apart. But when he raised his axe to my bottle, I screamed with all my heart. Give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, give me that wine, so I can drink one toast before I roast. No sense in going out half-baked, might as well be all tore up. You can take all those Hollywood glamour girls, Lana Turner, Rita Hayworth, Brigitte Bardot, and Lucille Ball, and all them chicks, and line them upside the wall. Put a gigantic jug beside them and tell me to take my choice, or there'd be no doubt which one I chose the minute I raised my voice. Give me that wine, oh. Well, those chicks look fine, but I love my wine. Now some folks like money, some like to dance and dine, but I'll be happy if you give me that wine. Give me that wine.
Unhand that bottle.
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme.
Thank you.
Mary, baby.
Yeah.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. Hope my sound is 5x5, and I hope you all had a great week or so, a couple weeks since we've been here, I reckon. And may your week ahead be full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Although it's the end of, that's kind of stupid because it's the end of Monday when you hear this. You already started on your path for the week. It could have been a really shitty day. Well, hopefully this will turn things around. Yeah, there you go. Well, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of felt-tipped razor blades and assault and pepper rifles. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their wacky patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by Church of the Latter-day Saints. Mix it up. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest of fake radio entertainment. it was okay, huh? It was alright. Monday nights, it's us. Possum Hour. Diddy Mow. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Cavalcade of Mediocrity. This Wednesday, 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Elvin Baglovsky-Ofsky, renowned Bulgarian fart sniffer. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster sorts his change dish. I guess like a little pile of pennies, a little pile of quarters like that. Then it's Friday Night Possum somewhere. Maybe right here. On Earth. It's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Indeed. Well, the, we call phone lines will be open. Just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Go! Go! Go!
People with type 2 diabetes are excited about the potential of once-weekly Ozempic. In a study with Ozempic, a majority of adults, serious side effects may happen, including pancreatitis.
Oh! Under 7.
And you may lose weight. In the same one-year study, adults lost on average up to 12 pounds.
Oh!
Up to 12 pounds.
A two-year study showed common side effects are nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, and constipation.
Oh!
No increased risk.
Tell your doctor if you have diabetic retinopathy or vision change. Taking Ozempic with the sulfonylurea or insulin may increase the risk for low blood sugar. Common side effects are nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, and constipation. Some side effects can lead to dehydration, which may worsen kidney problems.
I discovered the potential with Ozempic.
Go! Go! Go!
If eligible, you may pay as little as $25 per prescription. Ask your health care.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't have the cue ready.
Remember, the number to call is BR549.
Oh, hell, man. Here we go.
You possum puss. Get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Buffer.
Oh, well, B. Buffer. Dig that crazy buffer name. Oh, well, B. Buffer. Dig that crazy buffer name. Oh, well, B. Buffer. Buffer. B. Buffer. Oh, well, B. Buffer. Dig that crazy buffer name. Cool man, give me some skin. Oh, cool man, give me some skin. Oh, a bee oh, cool man, real yours. Cool man, real yours. Cool man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R. J. Gumby.
Oh, yeah!
George.
How you feeling, buddy?
Feeling a hell of a lot better. I was burning up last week.
Yeah, man. That ain't good. That ain't good.
I blame the weather. You know, nice one day.
Oh, here we go.
Next.
I'm off, man.
Awesome Hour says, suck it.
All right. There you go.
There she is. Uh-huh. Beauty.
Ah, indeed. So, okay, yeah, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, me too. Makes two of us.
Was I feeling like shit then? I don't know. I went to the doctor, and
ooh, yeah,
they
true.
Gave me that COVID shot.
Yeah.
And I was like sick for like 3 days.
Oh, really? Is that the first time a vaccine affected you?
No.
Okay.
No,
so I got sick from it.
Yeah, I got sick on, I think the first, like, you got the first shot and then, like, the booster
right.
I got sick on.
Oh, okay.
But then I got another booster, I didn't get sick, and then I got this other booster, I got sick. But it could have been the flu shot. I've never had a flu shot before either.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I've had a broke that a while back, a couple months ago, one on each arm.
Yeah, I got them both in the lefty. I figured, what the hell.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck with your right.
Oh, yeah. Again, anecdotal evidence proves once again that beet juice knocks your blood pressure way down.
Uh-huh, but was it done just in time to fool the doctor, or is it going for your health?
Well, I got to start drinking it every day. That's the thing. Because I drank a big glass of it. I guess my appointment wasn't until the afternoon, so I had time in the morning to drink it and shit. And once I got there, my blood pressure was like lower than it usually is. So
okay,
kinda cool. But you can't fool the blood tests, man. My blood results were.
But I mean, you got to keep it going. Don't do it just because it's a doctor's visit.
Yeah, I know. I got to up the beats, and I got to cut down on the carbohydrates, man. My levels are pre-diabetic and shit. So
knock that shit down. You don't want diabetes.
I don't want no diabetes. I've got enough problems as it is. So. Anyhow, that's about it. On a medical front, stubbed my toe the other day. That was no big deal. Well, I've been watching that one of Dead or Alive right in the mornings. I don't know why I'm getting into that all of a sudden.
Yeah.
With Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
And, man, there was one had Joan Blondell in it. And she was maybe in her 40s. She was looking pretty good, man.
Yeah, still looking good. Yep.
Yeah. And then the other one was, Mary Tyler Moore. She was shit.
Nice young one.
20, yes. And she was playing a real part, too. A real.
Yeah? Did you see her dance?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really. She was in one of those dance hall girl dresses.
Yeah.
I got some cleavage, though.
Okay, I'll take it.
But she was so young, so pretty.
I did my second binge run of Corner Gas, a Canadian show. Very funny.
Oh, yeah,
show.
Cool. I'm about halfway through the Curb Your Enthusiasm season.
Yeah, the new one? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get the, I guess, the seventh episode on my... illegal download streaming thing. It's for some miracle still works. Oak says Corner Gas is funny.
It is. Funny show.
Check it out.
Followed up by the movie. They did a movie 5 years after it was off the air.
Yeah. Cool. Speaking of movies.
What's that?
What did I see? Did I tell you that the Dracula comics I was reading, the artist based the Dracula on Jack Palance?
no.
Okay. They started the comic like 2 years before Jack Palance was in that Dracula movie.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. No shit.
Yeah, so I don't know if they saw the comic book and went, holy shit, man, he'd be a fucking cool Dracula, and signed him up.
Money influence, but, that.
I watched that on YouTube,
yeah.
Jack Palance. I mean, obviously they had, like, no budget at all.
Yeah.
There was no...
I like it. It's a good one.
He didn't turn into a bat or anything, you know, but he was great. He was a scary fucking Dracula, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all for Jack Palance, man. He's my favorite Dracula.
I wouldn't say favorite, but he was up there.
Yeah, he's scary as fuck. And a good comic, too, yeah. Oh, so anyways, I've been, you know, we had the time change in there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to blow up the time change in the fall. And for some reason, that was one of the days that Blog Talk didn't work. Kicked it down the road. I was going to do it this year. We missed it again. Well, fuck it. I'm blowing it up anyway, man.
Blow it up. You're right.
We've done it before. We'll do it again.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Blowing up daylight savings time on that shit. No more time changes.
No.
I like where it is right now, man.
Uh-huh.
I like it right now. Just keep it right here.
Uh-huh. I could drive it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
All right, so let's blow it the fuck up. Here we go. We've done it before. We'll do it again.
And now for our feature presentation.
If I could turn back time.
This is bullshit!
If I could find a way.
We're gonna fuck or what?
Pull the string.
Big Mamu indeed.
Dude, who
was
Mamu? I got to check, man.
Okay.
It was some Dirty Sacks, man. That was the Road Racers.
Okay.
And that was the Goon theme. All right. Trying to catch free code movies when I can.
I'm watching a Lillian Gish silent movie right now.
Ooh, Lillian Gish.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Little weighty.
Yep. Your sister's
I saw one and I feel kind of guilty that I've never seen it before.
Okay.
Because I'm a big Boris Karloff fan.
Okay.
One called Criminal Code,
1931. I think I've seen that. Yeah.
He was outstanding in it.
Yeah, he's a damn good actor. When he's doing something.
It's just his whole physical presence. Him and James Coburn are two people, actors, that to me, their whole body is part of their acting. You know?
Yep.
The way they stand, the way they move, the way they hold themselves and shit. I guess there's other actors, but those two stand out.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Warden was such a cliche 1930s movie guy. Yeah. He keeps going, all through the movie. And he's always smoking on a stogie. And I mean, when he's not smoking on a stogie, he's lighting up the stogie. And he's puffing in everybody's face. And then, at the end of the movie, the last word in the movie, he goes, that's the end of the movie. I said, Jesus, my geez, look at this. Get away from me. But other than that part, the Karloff part was awesome. Worth the price of admission.
I watched three silent movies in the past couple of days, and now Tubi showed me a whole menu of all their silent movies. So
nice.
I'm checking them all out.
I had one written down I wanted to catch. I think it was Buster Keaton.
Oh.
Yeah, Buster Keaton, The Electric House. You seen that one?
The Electric House. I don't think I've seen that one all the way through.
Okay, that's one I want to catch. It looked pretty cool. All the,
You ever see Sherlock Jr.?
I don't think so.
That's where Alan got his little idea for The Purple Rose of Cairo.
Okay.
Buster Keaton jumps into a movie screen.
Oh, all right. No,
and becomes part of some show. Yeah.
I should see all his shit, man, because he's fucking brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Keaton's great. Love it. You got to love the pork pie. He made his own out of cowboy hats.
Okay.
I even read the recipe. They have it. His recipe for how to make it.
Huh. I'm in the market for a new hat, man.
There you go. No pork pie. I'm loving mine.
Yeah, I lost my one hat.
Seven of them now.
I lost my one hat, and then I bought a new hat. And it's like a winter hat. I can't wear it in the summer.
Yeah.
Flat hat. another like the pork pie, you know, something with a nice weave.
Good.
Cheap Chinese hat.
A little brim.
Checking up there at Cartier. I've got a whole thing full of feathers, so I have a feather for my cap.
Yeah, feather for that cap.
You got to have a feather, man.
I don't.
Jaunty.
I do want two of mine. One that I hardly ever wear. I got a $60 one I bought for special occasions that never came up.
Yeah, you know, it's not how much you spend on a hat, man. It's how much that hat becomes part of your fucking head, man.
There you go.
Yeah, they did.
Ones are only like $20.
I'm still not like. I don't know. I don't think I'm one with the flat cap yet.
Yeah.
But I'm working.
All right. you work on that.
But I need a new hat.
Watch the French Connection. You'll want to pull.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I think I could rock one of them.
There you go.
I think I could.
I like having a beat up one like Papa had.
Yeah. Yeah. I need something for gigs, man. Cause I don't have a lot of hair left, man. I only get a sunburned head.
Go with a Dr. Demento hi-hat.
Yeah, there you go. That would be jaunty.
Uh-huh. With a stymie strap around your jaw.
I had... My sister bought me a... She worked at a hat company.
Uh-huh.
Long, long, long time ago. My older sister. She bought me a stymie hat. It was the biggest one they had. And it was too small for my head.
Oh, jeez. Old
brain,
right?
Yeah, I've got an
old brain.
Pardon?
It's old brain. Old brain in there.
Yeah, yeah. Full of something. But, yeah, my kibasa was too enlarged. So, I think I gave that to my first wife somewhere along the line. She got my good bowling shirt, too. Crystal had that. Anyhow, there they are, the Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
I'm worried about shirts from 30 years ago. Like, although I have shirts from 30 years ago. Shirts from 40 years ago. Do you?
I think I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard to throw things out.
I know. If it's not, like, all fucked up and worn out, like...
Uh-huh.
I might use this. I don't know. I weed out every once in a while. But, you know, some I don't wear, and they're just sentimental reasons. I love that shirt. I used to love that
shirt. There you
shirt. Go. I got one in there. My mom sewed the button.
Where's the beef shirt?
I got one. My mom sewed all the buttons back on it for me. Like, oh, man, and it ripped in the back. I'm like, fuck that. It's hanging. I'm hanging it in the closet. Kids left to throw that away.
Hanging on your Glenn shoe.
Oh, man. Anyway, there they are, the Possum Lounge. We got Apple Cheeks Alice is here. Boom.
Sweet Alice.
She said howdy to you early
on.
There you
go.
She's off the keto. Beets are amazing. I mean, I'm not kidding, man. My blood pressure was... That was probably the lowest reading I've had in years.
How's that shit taste? Do you put something in it?
Oh yeah, man, it's good. It's good. You mix like I put in like the three bulbs of beets, and then like two or three apples, chopped.
Oh,
up.
Okay.
A couple stalks of celery.
Taste. All right.
And. You got
almost
like a sweet.
You almost got a Bloody Mary going.
You could put, you know, depending on your taste. We did that one. It blows my mind.
Yeah, miracle drug.
Yeah, it was just you are what you eat, man. So I got to start eating better. So I'm cleaning out all the carbs, man. You know, I can't throw food away. Had my last half a pie tonight. The good one, too, Paul Newman's. No more pies. No more pies. Goodbye, pie. Sigh. I love pies. Frozen pie, throw it in the oven, boom. Throw some jalapenos on there. No more.
Oh, well.
Anyway. Apple Cheeks Alice is here. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be sure without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake. And the icing. I know all but the good stuff is carbs. All the good stuff is carbs, he says. Yes. That's the thing. That's the fucking thing. The thing I love is like, no, I can't eat that anymore. No, no one eat that anymore. That's, oh, I got sick to my stomach. I ate some peanuts the other day. It's like, I always forget, like, how sick they make me.
Yeah.
Man, it's really good. And I eat them, and then I go, oh, my God, I had a bellyache for, like, a fucking day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, jeez.
I got sick from it when I was something like 11 years old, and I've never really eaten peanuts since.
God, why do I always forget they make me sick? I fucking love them.
They're just so good, and you have it for them, and popping them in your mouth.
The brown rice is carbs, but it's good carbs. Brown rice is okie doke apple cheeks. I was looking at the shape.
I prefer raw. Raw rice is very good for you, and it's better tasting. I think.
Yeah. But the white rice, that's the stuff that's really bad.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Brown rice, I've been eating brown rice exclusively for a long time.
Yeah, frying out all the good stuff.
No. Brown rice. Good stuff. Not the white rice, the brown rice. Not the brown, the white.
Damn skippy.
What are we arguing about? has arsenic. A white rice tastes better. I don't know. White rice, I don't know. Does it taste better?
I love white rice. Just regular rice. That's all. As long as it's not moving around like it was in Korea. And I found out it wasn't rice.
Nah.
I don't know what the hell it was. That's what it looked like. And they're putting it down their throats. I'm like, I'm going to pass on this stuff.
There was a Star Trek like that. Remember that one, Cake and GT? Riker sticks his hand in the bowl of maggots, and he's about to eat them, and then he goes, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm going to shoot all the bad guys. Almost eats the maggots, man. Like the aliens. Scary. All right. GT, hope he doesn't eat no maggots. Brown rice has arsenic? What? Man, is there anything I eat that doesn't suck? I had a rice-a-roni. How about rice-a-roni? Is that got arsenic in it? Rice-a-roni. San Francisco treat, man.
Bowl of white rice is supposed to be so good for you. And when you fry it up and everything, you lose all that, from what I understand.
Oh, damn it. I have to figure this out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to overhaul my diet, so I'll be doing some research, man.
There you go.
Any suggestions, send them along. Low-carb Charlie. Okay, Apple Cheeks loves Rice-A-Roni. Good. If we can agree on something here. Actually, I think it's generic Rice-A-Roni. Still Rice-A-Roni.
No, whatever works.
I think they still dig it in San Fran. All right. GT makes white rice, chicken broth.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
That sounds good.
Good
or
stuff.
Beef broth
good
or,
stuff.
Or garlic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cream chicken on white rice.
Oh, yeah. Dig.
That's great. That's good stuff.
I'm down with you. That's what I like about rice, man.
We're a cooking show again.
You could put shit on there, man.
Yeah. Literally, put shit on there.
Put shit on there. No, I like making rice, and then I just have a little pile of rice. I throw a couple of fried eggs on top of that bad boy.
Yeah, huh? That'll work.
Dip the eggs on the rice, uh-huh. And then the rice soaks up the yolk, and it's so good. Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
And then you better rinse that plate off, or else it's going to be like cement between the rice and the egg yolk.
Oh, you got damn skippy.
You got to whoosh. You got to whoosh right away. All right. Speaking of whooshing, there's our old pal, Ope. Other people's eyes.
Hello, Ope.
Oh, Greg, Dr. Cake says green eggs and ham is low carb. I hadn't thought of it.
There you go.
I had not considered green eggs and ham. I had been eating grapefruit in the morning.
That's something I never liked.
Really? I love pink grapefruit. Yum, 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 yum. I don't know why it always seems like a chore. Like, you got to eat it, like, with a spoon and stuff and everything. But, like, once I start eating them, I'm like, nom, 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 and I eat the whole thing. I eat both halves. Oh, well.
Yeah, good.
I love them things. And plus, then you have to brush your teeth.
Keep
brushing your teeth. Because my dad said that's the absolute worst food you could put in your mouth for your teeth is a grapefruit. Highly acidic.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Grapefruit.
What? Can't eat it because of the rat poison you take. Grapefruit? What? Rat poison? Yikes. Oh, well. And hovering above in the flap-doodle, twin-breasted flying Duesenberg is Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of grapefruit and rat poison.
There you go.
There they are. Oh, shit. Oh, blood thinner. Oh, that's right. Yeah, my buddy's on those. He said frickin' grapefruit would kill him. They kill him. All right, what's there? Oh, okay. Let's just see what the cue was. There they are.
With Commander Decker is the super host.
As the beaver.
Bill.
I'm going to say the F word 27 times.
Comment from the Hellroys on the thingy.
Oh, hello.
Think, Gumby. Oh, there he is. He was engaged. That was a real quickie. He said the F-word 27 times. I love that, man.
What was it? I missed
Hellroys.
It.
I said the F-word 27 times.
Oh, okay.
Hellroys.
All right.
Yeah. We could play it again, man. It's only a minute long.
Yeah, these guys can rock out, man.
They are great.
I've been playing them at the shop, even with their foul language ones.
Man, I'm just tickled that I know that dude, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of him. He's in that band. They're badass, man.
Usually comedy songs don't invest that much in the music.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're very good musicians.
Yeah.
And the singer's great. And their songs are funny as shit. Hey, what are you going to do, man? What are you going to do?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Shit. 27 times. Hmm. We got the 3 minutes coming up. Oh, man. I didn't mention Ford Prefect's not here tonight from our Canadian contingent. He had a good feeling. He got a note from Epstein's mother.
Okay, that's good.
But I hope he's tuning in to the archives because I have a special 3 minutes. Selected
Hello,
a special for him.
There you go.
Hiya, Ford. You old Ford, you. You fjord. I'm sure he still knows where his towel is, though.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Best wishes, Ford, says our old pal Ope. Passing that along. A rose from Apple Cheeks.
There you go.
What is this? A go-go. This is cool, man. Kind of like a Matt Knoll movie or something, man. You know?
Oh, definitely.
God, what a collection. All these background tunes. It's like over 10 years worth of shit on here. Yeah.
Background music was probably the best thing you came up with. So much dead air before.
Yeah, I know. It sounds so much better with some shit going on in the background. One kid. Oh, okay. How you feel this week? I'm fine. I have a flu shot. That's kind of fun. Oh, yeah? I had a fever. Yeah, glad you're feeling better. Yeah, you too.
That was it, pretty much. And then we got on the beach and rice.
I like rice. San Francisco cheese.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay.
Thing that you've reached your 64th birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm staring down the barrel of mine.
Yeah.
And our poor pal Ford is feeling his age.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a vent to him, I don't know. Hope he feels better. It's on the feet. Chin up. Well, that's what I figured. And, you know, none of us are getting any younger. Am I right? Am I right?
You are correct, yeah.
You can't eat. Death and taxes,
baby. No Benjamin Buttons here.
Speaking of which, I started my taxes today. Oh, dole. Man. I got them halfway. I'm halfway through. It's probably take me an hour. It's like passing a turd that's 8 inches in diameter, man.
I wouldn't know.
Oh! Oh! All right. Anyway, we all need some inspiration.
Uh-huh.
Here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Hiya, folks. You say you lost your job today. You say it's 4 a.m. and your kids ain't come home from school yet. You say your wife went out for a corned beef sandwich last week and the corned beef sandwich came back, but she didn't. You say your furniture's out all over the sidewalk because you can't pay the rent and you got chapped lips and paper cuts and your feet's all swollen up and blistered from pounding the pavement looking for work. Is that what's troubling you, fella?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick to it and you show the world, you show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship...
Hey there, friend. You say your radiators didn't work all winter, and now that it's summer, they started up again and you can't turn them off? You say your wife sent your lightweight suits to the cleaners, and that means you'll have to wear your itchy tweeds this morning when they say it'll hit 106? And you gotta meet an important businessman in an hour? and your bridge just broke and you pasted it together with bubble gum and you hope it don't fall apart while you're doing some fast talking to this man. And your shoelace just busted and you open a big cut on your cheek trying to even out your sideburns and your daughter's gone out with a convict and your wife just confessed she gave you last $60 as a deposit on an airplane hangar. Is that what's troubling you, friend?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in it. Out with that dignity and stick to it a bit that you showed a while. You showed a while to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Hey there, cousin. You say you can't pull your car out of the mud and you're in the middle of nowhere and it's pouring rain and you can't get the top back up. And your paycheck's all blurred. And your foot went right through the gas. And your girl's screaming bloody murder. She's scared of the dark. And a stroke of lightning splits your motor in half. And your suit's shrinking up fast. And you start up the windy road on foot. And 60 yards of barbed wire hits you right smack in a push. And your boat falls down in the mud. And then a wild animal comes over and runs away with your shoes. And your car blows up suddenly and your windshield wiper ends up in your mouth and you can't move and the mud's rising up to your nostrils and you're sinking fast and you don't hear your girl screaming anymore. Is that what's on your mind, cousin?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with that dignity and stick to this and you show the world. You show the world to get off. You'll never give up. Never give up. Never give up. That ship...
And now, this is the old philosopher saying, so long, folks.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's French fries.
Oh, yeah.
Those beavers are big, aren't they? Oh, boy.
Yes, they are.
Big beavers. That was very inspirational last 3 minutes.
Yeah, the old philosopher. Steer you wrong. I hate when that shit happens, man. But you gotta just chin up. Persevere. Go. Words to live by.
Yep.
I'll tell you, I should not have this much time on my hands. I haven't been working.
Fair.
Just, you know, nature of the beast, feast or famine.
Yep.
And it's, you know, it's fine financially or whatever because, I'm an ant, you know. I'm not the grasshopper. Anyway, with all this time on my hand, I start going nuts and start thinking stupid shit, you know? Like, I don't know, just crazy shit. And I should not have these long periods of not talking to anyone. Then we missed Possum last week. Hope's dead for a year. Holy shit. Life is getting weird, man. I feel like an old guy sitting in my chair talking to myself.
Kind of socialized, huh? Me, I lived for this. I lived to be by myself.
Join a cult or something. Oh, okay. That's kind of funny. This is a funny film I will post on Possum Undercover.
All right.
It's a tank malfunction in a brewery. It's really funny. This guy's like playing with the thing, and then it kaboom, and he gets like knocked across the room by this gusher of beer. It's beauty. Applecheek says she's almost all by herself all the time. Man, it's just weird, man. You gotta talk to people, you know. All right, here's a weird crime. The Penguins, the Pittsburgh Penguins hockey team, this is for you Canadians.
Yeah.
Well, Pittsburgh. Hockey. They love the hockey up there in the Canada. Anyways, the Penguins, a thief stole 18,000 bobbleheads of NHL legend Jaromir Jagr. They were going to give away the other day or this week or something soon. And what the? How are you going to fence these bobbleheads? You can't put them on eBay, man. 18,000 bobblehead? What are you going to say? This would be the dumbest crime ever.
Uh-huh. Not,
well,
I mean,
maybe not the dumbest
and
ever.
And if you sit on it, how long do you have to sit on it before... it'll be a while.
Like statute of limitations, like 30 years. Oh, yeah. Hey. Cash in on those bobbleheads, the Jaromir Jagr. Who? The fucking Jaromir Jagr. The fucking dumb theft. Yeah. I don't know. Gold bars would be a good. Could steal a shipment of gold bars.
Bobbleheads.
18,000 bobbleheads.
That's easier to carry.
Everybody going to game should have got a bobblehead. We'll get a voucher for a bobblehead. okay, here's a weird job opportunity. The world's southernmost post office seeks workers to sort mail and count penguins. No kidding. There's an Antarctic mail post office. And what kind of business do they get other than penguins? But I guess cruise ships stop there.
Yeah.
The mail guards and whatnot. So they need half a dozen people to go down there. And the only downside is the smell of guano for 5 months.
That's got to be a
penguins
tough.
Are
you saying counting penguins?
Yeah, you got to count the penguins.
How the fuck
you got to sort
penguins?
The mail. Sort of mail and keep an eye. Well, you know, you just got to keep an eye that the penguins are all always not.
Aren't they always
penguins?
Aren't they always playing on the ice and jumping in the water and moving around trying to?
Oh yeah,
it's got to be tough to count those little bastards.
Nature's physical comedians, man. They're great. But I agree about the guano smell, man. I used to draw caricatures at the zoo. And they set me up across from the penguin. Oh, boy. The wind would shift. You don't want to know from penguins. Penguin poop. I'm sure that's worse than Uncle Bobo.
Oh, gee.
Man, maybe not that bad. But here we go. Pittsburgh again. Back to Pittsburgh. Where is this at? Crafton, Ingram Lane. Bowling lanes in Pittsburgh is having a balls out bowling event. a nudist group has rented out the joint for April 28th.
Oh, geez.
So nudity is required, except with the exception that women can wear bottoms. Really? I don't know.
Well,
what's the? I guess maybe they're yeah. Time in a month or something. I don't know. Anyway, balls out bowling. There's going to be a lot of schmengies swinging around there, though.
Balls out bowling. There you go.
And I'm going to take a pass over here.
Because you know the people are going to show up for that, what they look like.
Oh, man.
And there's going to be one drunken bastard that's going to try to put his willy in the thumb hole. You know that.
I don't want to be there for that, man.
No.
Oh, man. Yikes. Okay. Moving right along. We were talking about silent films, right?
Uh-huh.
Had you heard this? A long-lost silent film from 1923 will be shown publicly for the first time in decades.
Ooh.
Discovered at an auction in Omaha last year. It is a missing Clara Bow. You say Clara Bow, right?
Yeah.
Clara Bow movie called The Pill Pounder that had previously been thought to be lost. The Pill Pounder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Comedy short. So that'll be something to look forward to. And I think alongside the, I think, Jerry Lewis movie, right? It's supposed to be coming out this summer.
I'm looking forward to Claire Bow.
Big laughs in Claire Bow. Nude bowling doesn't sound fun even if you like to be nude. I know what you mean. But they're going to have to wear socks and shoes, though. You can't bowl with bare feet.
Definitely.
You got to have
bowling shoes,
man.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen people bowling socks, but still, there's got to be something.
I don't want to see that team picture. I don't think supermodels bowl.
No. Yeah, the women's are probably going to be as ugly as the men or worse. It's not going to be pretty. I just remember the people who used to hang out at the bowling alley when I was a kid. It's like,
I told you, that's all I did all through the 80s. My cousins owned a bowling alley.
Oh, man. I used to love
it. I was there
bowling.
Every night drinking, man. It was a great time.
Me and my buddy used to bowl every Saturday, man. It's fun, man. It's like 7 years, 6-7 years.
I was on several leagues. Drunken league.
Yeah, we were in a league. Traveling league was fun. We'd travel all over and bowl.
Yeah, we didn't do
no
the travel thing.
No new ball.
Nope. No balls out.
But yeah, his widow gifted me his bowling ball. That's what I was bequeathed.
Okay. That's the one you got out in the lawn?
Yeah, so it's out back on the pedestal.
There you go.
But I planted flowers all around. It looks good, man.
I'm surprised no one stole that.
You can't really, I don't know, you can't, like, I got a gate and everything fenced in backyard.
Okay.
Pretty cool. All right, let's go to Animal World. San Diego, speaking of nude bowling, the San Diego Zoo announced the birth of a baby dick, the world's smallest species of antelope.
Okay, little dick.
Little dick calf. So, welcome to the world, dick. I don't know if they've named him yet. Schlongmeister.
Uh-huh.
All right.
They got to call
him
Dick.
Dick, you're Richard.
Yeah, Richard Dick. Richard the Dick.
Dick Van Dick.
Something right out of Joseph Heller's Catch 22, major.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is a sad story, man. This dude, how long has he had this thing? For 15 years or something? He's had an alligator.
Yeah.
Got this 30-year-old alligator in his house, and
Jesus Christ,
he built a pool for it and shit. And, you know, he's blind and he's, you know, old, kind of fucking old, and people swim with it and pet him and shit.
Jesus Christ!
And well, the thing was, you have to have a license to have an animal like that in New York.
Yeah.
And he did for years. But then he let it, I don't know, they had some more regulations or something. And one thing led to another. He didn't have the
proper paperwork
on it. And now Albert, the alligator, has been confiscated by the authorities. I don't think an elderly, blind, ailing alligator should be, like, taken from his home.
Not if people are actually swimming and petting this thing. How dangerous can it be? And the guy
Had
it so long. Let him renew it.
You know, I mean, if it was going to eat him, it'd have ate him by now, right?
I
think.
Exactly. There shouldn't be a license for him to begin with.
Yeah, that's weird, man. It's a fucking huge alligator. It's like 750 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
God, look at the size of this thing. As big as two guys, man. 11 foot long. But I'm on the alligator side. I'm on the alligator side. Whatever's best for Albert.
Yeah.
All right. British Columbia, be on the lookout for the feral pigs, man.
Oh, geez.
They're domesticated pigs crossed with wild boars, and they have crazy feral pigs that will bite you and call you names. They're evil. But be careful. Avoid them at all costs, British Columbia. I don't know if any hybrid pigs tune in, but no offense.
Just in case.
Yeah. An escaped pig named Kevin Bacon befriended a Wisconsin family.
Okay.
He wanted to move in. And they kind of fell in love with him, Kevin Bacon. But kind of ate all their food. And then, the owner wanted him back, so he managed to get him home. He's back home.
Okay. Well, Kevin Bacon's back home.
But if they could have kept if they had a place for a 450-pound pig, Kevin would have been the one. And then this was one of Ford's, man. Picasso.
Yeah.
South African painting pig, 1,500 pounds, passed away.
Oh.
Age 7, rheumatoid arthritis. Not a long life being a pig.
Huh.
And
he was a painter? He was a painter?
He could paint.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
he had arthritis. That sucks.
Wow.
Weird thing.
Okay, this is the weird end of the story. The weird end of the story is Picasso,
uh-huh,
was rescued from an industrialized pig farm owned by pro golfer Joanne Lefson, who was involved with singer John Denver. Huh.
There's got to be a story in there.
I know. Ford wrote Porky Mountain High. I don't know what else you could say.
Either person, Edison had a pig named Porky. This pig named Porky loved pie. He loved pizza pie, pumpkin pie, pineapple pie, pizza pie, mince tarts. And Peter Purcell Patterson's big Porky loved pie for breakfast, pie for lunch, pie in the afternoon, and pie before he went to bed. Peter Purcell Patterson's big Porky ate so much pie that, do you know what he did? He popped.
He popped.
Haven't heard that in ages.
Okay, here we go. It's that time again, kids.
All right.
Oh, if anybody's interested, I'll be selling Yermer Yager bobbleheads on my Facebook page. Cheap, cheap. Just don't tell them where you got them, okay? That's between you and me. All right. There's a Ukrainian dude. We love Ukraine, man. Support Ukraine.
Yeah.
Fuck these guys in Congress that don't want to send them money, man. Send them money. Send them some food, too. They look hungry. Anyway, this Ukrainian strongman uses his beard, his neck, and his teeth to break world records. These big, strong dudes, you know. What did he do? He used his chin whiskers to pull a 5,687-pound minibus. He tried that before, but his beard tore out, so he figured out a better way to braid the hair and shit, so it split up. So nice pulling around mini buses, man.
He didn't see that coming.
He hauled a 17,000-pound truck with his neck. Holy shit.
Jesus,
can you imagine that? That's a thick motherfucking neck. So anyway, and he did it. He's a fucking he's a lunatic, man. I love him.
Our very own Mr. Trenton could beat that.
I'll bet somebody's you could.
On he's that GT, GTO could do that.
Now, a North Carolina woman's potato plant grew to 11 feet 3 inches tall.
Potato
That's just
plant.
The greenery on top.
Okay. Jeez.
I mean, it's
okay.
what the fuck? Who cares, man? You don't eat that.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of dumb. Yeah, if you had the biggest potato.
Yeah, then you're talking.
Tallest potato.
Huh? St. Patty's Day.
It's full of carbs, man. All right, a long-distance tug-of-war spans 16,094 feet in Wales. Okay, that's noteworthy. An Indian company cooks up a 123-foot dosa, which is like, I'm going to say an Indian taco-type thing.
Yeah.
Real long pastry item with stuff in there, probably some curry, I would reckon. Anyways, the world's biggest blueberry, heaviest blueberry, is grown in Australia. 70.72 ounce ping pong sized berry. Jeez, you'd think, you know, I don't know, would you think that would be the biggest one ever?
Yeah, you got me on that one.
Yeah. I might just eat it. Fuck it up.
I know, I would have.
Museum attempted the world record for underwear worn on the head.
Oh, Christ.
Okay, that was last week. And then this week, Missouri Museum takes world record for wearing underwear as hat.
There you go.
So, on Pi Day, they won it against 314 people. And they got like, because it's area code 314, St. Louis. But they got 355 people to wear underwear on their heads at the same time.
There you go.
It was clean, fresh underwear provided.
It was provided?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
You didn't have to bring your own.
Away.
All right. Idaho man.
Yes.
His mission is to have the most records, current records.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
He's behind some other dude.
Whoa, is he?
Yeah, he's a couple
Why
behind some.
Why are we wasting our time with this clown, then?
Because he's an American. The other dude's
Pakistani. USA. USA.
USA, man.
All right.
Believe it. he was bopping balloons with his head. Keep the two balloons aloft, bopping them with his head.
Okay.
He did it for 13 minutes. 13 minutes. And he had a headache. He's busy. But hats off. Well, good for David, man.
Okay. He was probably just getting over that headache he had from bopping the soccer ball as far as he did last week or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that did give him, that left a mark probably. Probably been like just by since then.
Yeah. This poor guy's probably hemorrhaging inside his head.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be terrible? Maybe set a record for hemorrhaging, though.
Hey.
Never know.
Might be the one to get him over the top.
All right. Sounds good, man. Well, there you go.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show.
GT just set the record for stinky feet.
Ah!
Gumby. Yeah.
Professor G.
Like it,
Professor
like
G. It. That could be like your DJ name.
I like it.
The Commodore and Professor G right here on Earth. Cheek T liked it. Apple Cheeks liked it. Cake liked it. Hope liked it. I liked it. The whole
good
damn
stuff,
chat
jam.
Liked it. Room full of blues. They should have called that the Jim Crack Blues, man.
Catcher.
They got the Jim Crack. You should write the Jim Crack Blues.
Hey, get to work on that puppy.
Yeah, man. Good. Man, too bad Mikey ain't around anymore. We could do the Jim Crack Blues, man.
Yeah.
I got a Mikey Quickie.
I laid on it.
Hey, you guys digging these? I think they're funny.
I like it.
Oh, that was the quickie. Oh, I didn't play this one. I'll play that on the way out. Son of a gun. I don't want to give it away. Here we go. Quickie.
So guess what? Robert's got some poop in his butt. Went to school smelling bad as he could be. The principal said, boy, come with me. Students are complaining. They say, what?
They say they think he got some poop in his butt.
Poop in his butt. Poop in his butt. Robert's got some poop in his butt. Took a poop, didn't wipe. So guess what? Robert's got some poop in his butt. Bathroom there at school, told him to wipe out his butthole. No toilet paper, so guess what? Robert still got poop in his butt. Robert still got poop in his butt. Robert still got poop in his butt.
You should have made a whole album. How many tunes does he have?
I got a whole bunch more, man.
Okay.
We did Moose Poop. there's a ton of them. He was a beauty. He is a beauty. Man, I'm going to miss that this summer, man.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
I won't miss driving all the way down there, though.
And customers are going to be asking you about them.
They're going to be hitting me up on the old Facebook.
Yeah.
I'll say, hey, what I can do. Yeah, well, life goes on.
Yes, it does.
I thought that being not working for the last couple of weeks has just been like, I'm kind of going out of my mind.
It is.
Like, my dishes are always done. Shit like that, you know? It's like,
You don't watch
like
enough
tonight,
TV.
That's all I'm doing. What else did I watch? I did a Dracula, Criminal Code, good one. Lee Van Cleef.
Yeah.
Death Rides a Horse.
I seen that. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. You can't beat Lee Van Cleef. He's great. I want to be like Lee Van Cleef.
You gotta be.
You know. Here's a note I made. Here's a note. The word is important, isn't it?
Yep.
Important. Important. I-M-P-O-R-T-A-N-T. Portent.
Yep.
Portent. Like a tent. You pitch a tent. It's not important. Dent.
Yep.
What's up with important?
You've been listening to podcasts a lot? Is that what's going on?
Yes. It's bugging me, man. It's bugging me. That's all I'm saying. It's bugging me, man. It's important. D. Not a D.
Well, you got to take into consideration the region they live in. Maybe they talk that way.
I don't care. Again with the T's. The T's. The taxes. All right, man. We got a yodel, dude. It's a good one.
All right.
It's a good one, GT. It's a punk yodel. Punk.
Oh, punk, baby.
Yeah, man. What do you think? All right. Intro.
Yoda.
There you go.
Way cool, man.
I was digging it.
GT flew to coop. Couldn't hang. I think you'd have liked that one, man.
That was good.
It was wild, a little different.
Yodel.
Yeah. It was a good yodel. Very good yodel.
Now I'm watching an Alfred Hitchcock silent movie called The Manix Men.
Ooh.
We're just blind.
You know he did
good
silence.
God. Oh, yeah. He's got about 7 or 8 silent ones.
Very cool.
His first one's a classic called The Lodger. About Jack the Ripper.
Oh, yeah. I have heard of
yeah.
that.
That was his first movie. It was great.
Neat, 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 neat. Hunter Brown.
Water.
Man, I've been finding Honey Browns. I must be the only skeevy, cheap drunk in town anymore. Cause, usually they're sold out. And, holy smokes, man. 99 cents. Can't beat it with a stick.
Good hey. God.
Yeah, I know. For a 24-ounce tall boy, man, 99 cents.
Jesus. I still wouldn't drink it, though. That's called Honey Brown. Yeah.
It's good. Honey Brown. Tastes like a, African-American transvestite. Am I off base on that? Tell me, am I wrong? Am I wrong? I'm wrong.
Where's Kid Rock all riled up?
It is. I'll bet you trannies drink this.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, man. All right. let's see. I'm getting the transporter warmed up as we speak. I've got a good song going. This was Apple Cheek Alice's birthday tune.
Oh, okay, nice.
But I forgot to play it. Well, we missed
it,
2 weeks or something, like a while back. So anyway.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy. Yes, happy birthday in absentia.
All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize! Oh!
Thank you.
So long, suckers.
Send me a bag of shells.
There it is.
No. I thought that one had lyrics, man.
When you played for Alice?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that called? I was trying to think of it.
Alice Blue Gown.
Okay.
I had an instrumental and I had a one with lyrics. I thought that was the one with lyrics. I fucked up. But that's all right.
Uh-huh.
And now the Hellroy said fuck 52 times. She keep the track at home.
Does Phil Harris sing Alice Blue Gown? I think he does a version. Or is it just because he was married to Alice White, I'm thinking? I think he might have done a version. Yeah.
It's a natch. I'm going to look that one up, man. Phil's got a lot of tunes, dude.
Yeah.
I tell you, I got an autographed picture of Phil Harris hanging in the Hall of Fame there.
Yeah, shit. You got a lot of, you got some museum going there, man.
Well, I was on eBay like 25 years ago. And eBay, I was like amazed by eBay when it first came out. And I was looking for autographed pictures of celebrities made out to John.
Uh-huh.
I found his whole batch. Had Phil Harris, Debbie Reynolds, Larry Storch, Jack Carter, Nipsey Russell.
Oh.
And Foster Brooks. Can you believe it? What an array of possum stars, man.
Yep.
Foster Brooks. Nipsey Russell.
Yeah.
Right there. Come on, the poet laureate. Laureate. All right. Well, anyways, that was a show, I reckon.
Yeah, I like it. Good time.
All right, cool, man. Well, that was most of your shit.
Love the yodel.
That's cool yodel, man. That was another, you just do a weird search and you come up with a weird yodel. All right, man. Do it again next week.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yabba dabba do.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.